This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast number 424.
That's a lot.
A lot of episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're cranking on them lately, too.
Oh, my God. Also, 424 backwards, 424.
So it's a numerical palindrome.
It's a palindrome episode.
It is.
Who's our guest today?
424 is also a new area code in Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't know that.
Isn't there a 424? Kyle says there is. He's our internet.
He's up to date on all telephone numbers.
He knows any area code. He'll tell you where it's from. 808. That's why. Son of... Oh, really? Okay, 404. 404, area code not found. No, 404 is Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
You're not good at this at all, and don't ever say that again. This episode is brought to you by the Enemy series from Hyperion. So it's essentially us versus zombies, and the zombies are awful.
Do you like reading?
This reading is for you. Reading is fun. Like, yeah. Rather than having to see, like, if you want to use a theater of the mind, it's almost like we have to resell the idea of books to people and reading books. But if you're going to do that, then this is one. You know, I imagine if you listen to this podcast, there's a good chance you probably watch The Walking Dead, or you like sci-fi, zombie culture, horror culture. Then this is the series for you. It's fast-paced tales of zombie survival that will have you literally. You might foam at the mouth, Matt, if you're reading this. Now, if
that's
you.
Drastic.
The Enemy series from Hyperion is available now wherever books and ebooks are sold.
So you're saying I could put it on my Amazon Kindle Paperwhite.
You could put it on your Paperwhite.
Which, if Attack of the Show was still on, I would give a 5 out of 5. The new Paperwhite is fabulous.
Oh, thank you for the review.
You're welcome.
Oh, I miss the reviews. Yeah, yeah. The Gadgetron reviews. I probably would have given it a 5 out of 5, too.
So I probably would have written it so that
at least
you
we're on
gave
the same,
it a 5 out of 5.
At least we're on the same e-page there. Our guests today are June Diane Raphael and Casey Wilson, who
are... Oh, this is a fun episode.
They are two of the funniest people I know. I mean, amazing improvisers, phenomenal sketch performers, and they made a movie. They essentially just went out and made a movie themselves.
Oh, my God. Do you know what podcast June does? It's called How Did This Get Made?
I know that you love plugging How Did This Get Made on the show. I love How Did This Get Made. I've been on How Did This Get Made.
Me too. It's great.
It's a fantastic episode. Yes, June and her husband, Paul Scheer,
yep.
Are also...
Jason Mantzoukas.
And Jason Mantzoukas.
Not on Twitter.
Who neither one of them are married to, who is not on Twitter. But June and Casey are promoting their movie Ass Backwards. There's a limited release in theaters November 8th. It is available on VOD now. So
if you don't want to leave your house, perfect. Boom.
Then you don't have to. But you absolutely have to see this movie. They are... hysterical and amazing and wonderful, and I absolutely loved having them on. So here is the Nerds Podcast, episode number 424, with June Diane Raphael and Casey Wilson.
Enjoy stories about us all exercising at the same gym.
Oh yeah, we did tell those.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
We'll be right back. everyone's squeezing. Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. You deserve better.
No.
Oh.
We do, but.
Do you want to.
No,
I was late.
Do you want to sit.
My ears were fine.
That's it. Do you want to just crush this and go, like, do WTF or Earwolf or something? You've probably already done Earwolf, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's on Earwolf.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they were our first stop. Like, Scott's, like, I mean, Bang Bang.
We have. Are you upset?
No.
Not quite frequently.
They were our first stop, but we're here now.
Why don't you just marry one of them?
Okay.
Ew.
Oh, if you can marry a podcast. Marketplace.
Dream of dreams.
Really? Who would I marry? I don't know. People like Night Vale.
People love Night Vale.
Maybe I'd marry.
I'd marry How Did This Get Made? I think it's a great podcast.
Oh, it really is a great podcast. I did one of the early
ones. I would
ones.
Have sex with How Did This Get Made, but I wouldn't marry.
All right, marry, fuck, kill,
and
guys.
And then afterwards, you'd be like, How Did This Get Made?
Yeah, I'd be. Okay.
And you're wearing a Sound of Young America shirt.
I know. I realized that when I went to the bathroom.
We are really cross-pollinating.
You know what's weird
here?
About? I love wearing t-shirts. I love like a t-shirt that I can cut
they're
up.
Fun.
And they're just. So
I love
good.
The way you said that. Like it was so weird. Like no. I'm a person.
Guys, here. Here's something weird about me.
What's the craziest thing about you?
She's such
I
a
like
nerd.
Wearing clothes.
What? It's ridiculous.
But I just went to this guy. I think I told you about him who does colors. Like he does your colors.
No, you didn't tell me you did this.
And they like put up. No, Heidi Rose Robbins. They put up like paint swabs next to your face for an hour. Like, and you just
and
sit
did he
there?
Put up this gray?
No, but after
in a gray t-shirt.
After he got into all of my colors, he then went into like hair and makeup and just sort of like what kind of fabrics and what kind of styling. And he said to me point blank in no uncertain terms, you should never wear t-shirts.
And were you like, get the fuck
and
out
I
of
was
my house.
So upset. I love wearing them. He's like, anything that cuts you off at the arm is really bad.
And but what if you but wait, what about
what? This?
What if it makes I'm you happy?
That's what I said. I'm like, I do own a lot of t-shirts. He's like, yeah, they gotta go. They gotta
I'm sure
go.
You would love this gray one.
This isn't one of my colors, just so everybody
did
what
you,
are
did
your
you turn it on him?
Teal.
Your color is
teal.
Teal.
Yeah.
So why can't you wear a teal t-shirt? Because it's the arm thing.
Teal shirt.
It's because he also took in my body and my physique.
Sure.
And
as
he
we're
said,
all doing.
As, yeah, take a good look.
Take it all
thank
in,
you,
yes.
Baby Jesus. Yeah. This is all God-given.
Wait, did God give that to you or the baby Jesus? I don't
both.
Know.
Baby, the Trinity.
It was a collab. Okay.
Well, where is the ghost
the
part?
Holy
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit
you.
Gave her this body.
I didn't hear one
with.
Ghost
so
thanks
like,
in there. I just heard
so
a baby
sorry.
And
the
God.
Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost.
They can tell that you're thinking of you.
Wait, who is the Holy Ghost?
Well, that's always the crazy thing about the Trinity. They're all three.
They could never... It's like the Holy Trinity is religion's version of quantum mechanics.
Wait,
where they're like, well, it's sort of this,
I
but it's also this.
Under the impression that the Holy Ghost was Ghost Jesus.
Well, here is the weird thing. From what I understand about the Trinity, which is very little, there's
she's
Jesus
supposed...
is the human form,
yes.
Right?
Okay.
And God is the God form. And the Holy Ghost is just sort of like
everything
out and about.
Yes.
Just sort of like here, there, everywhere.
It's such a God vibe. Just going to clubs. Just trying to get into clubs. Hey, I don't have to wait in line. I'm a Holy Ghost. I just
the Holy
right
Ghost sort
lines.
Of pops up where you least expect it.
Yeah, but isn't it true that when you get communion at church, that's also the Holy Ghost?
That's
he's
the body
there then.
In food.
There,
oh,
there
I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. That's the body yeah. of
they
Christ.
They do space oh, work for the Holy Ghost.
So sorry.
The space work is for the Holy Ghost. You just, and then they put something on you.
The
but
Holy
but
Ghost is a stand-in
yeah.
for the body of Christ.
That's how I take acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't I think
just
what
handed to you by a priest.
Yeah, no. It has to be a guy in a priest outfit.
I feel like maybe I went to a pretty progressive Catholic school, but they came out with a hose and then pretended to fire ghost at us.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's some ghosts,
the
and they were like blah, and then we had to like pretend that we were getting hit in the face
that's
with
terrible.
Ghosts. So again, very progressive. I don't know
yeah,
if all
yeah,
the all,
yeah, yeah.
all the Catholic churches were doing that.
I don't know if everyone's doing that.
Well, hey.
But it's so that I've always and even at the time going to Catholic school, they were always very like well.
It is a hard thing to explain. But see, I know you can pray to the Holy Ghost as you can both baby Jesus, baby J, and God.
Yeah.
So
I've never heard anyone refer to Jesus as much as you refer to as the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, adult Jesus is boring. I mean, baby
yeah.
Jesus
yeah,
is adorable.
Yeah, he was at his best when he was younger.
Yeah,
he was doing the
baby
most.
Jesus didn't have those abs though. All right.
That was the crazy abs. Thing about
yes, he
going
did because he
church.
Was the baby Jesus. He was. He came out ripped.
That's true.
He's like the Muppet babies of messiahs.
Our church was a cathedral, and you're right. There, in the middle of the cathedral, there was a huge crucifix that hung from the ceiling, and Jesus was hot.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And Jesus was like one of the best looking men I had ever seen.
Okay.
And he's sort of laid out in such an erotic position.
Hot.
Like it's very.
They're not going to make him uggo.
Definitely.
That's true.
Definitely Caucasian, right?
Always.
Had to be Caucasian from that region of the world.
Of course.
Definitely
from
the one Caucasian.
White as a dove.
You know, I'm sure there's.
That's what made him so special, Chris. Lock.
I'm sure there's a lot of rednecks who are like, yeah, that's what made him special. Like, no, I don't know.
There's somebody's like, I believe that Jesus had Bell's palsy when he went up on the cross. Just half his face just slooped. Him. That's weird. Okay, I mean, I get it. He could have Bell's palsy.
I like if when you go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, you can see the portraits of Black Jesus and Black Moses and stuff like that.
I like the portraits of Black Jesus. Yeah. That was an episode of, oh, this is going back, when on Good Times when JJ painted a picture of Black Jesus and it made this big stir.
Mm.
This is way beyond your sphere of influence. Let's talk about some things that happened within your lifetimes. I remember 70s television.
Yeah, we're babies. Just like babies.
Just tiny babies.
Yeah. Oh, we're 5 years old.
I was born late.
You're five?
Late 90s.
Yes.
Late
90s. Turned five.
What are you, some kind of species character? Where,
we're
like
very
Natasha
young.
Henstridge?
Yeah. We're very young.
No, don't question it, please. It's very rude.
Yeah, very developed.
We're five.
Our bodies are very developed.
Never ask a species her age.
Yeah, come on.
Because it'll be like
or
five.
Or the Holy Ghost.
Don't ask the Holy Ghost.
I'm really offended.
I think it's important that we make distinctions based on what people's idea of science was 2,000 years ago. But are you going to write a Baby Jesus movie? Is that what you guys are here to?
That's, well, we've written it. Thank you very much.
This is backwards.
We're ready to unleash it on
it's
America.
Out November 8th.
Unleash it like the holy hose.
Like the holy hose on everyone, yeah.
I remember the first time I met you guys, I think, was you guys were doing Road Hard Put Away Wet.
You were doing
Hard and Firm.
Hard and Firm in Aspen.
That's right.
I think we were paired together one of the performances one night.
Those quiet, polite old people were so excited to hear our fake jingoistic.
Did you have a heckler there? Because we had in one of our last shows, this was at the Aspen Comedy Arts Festival.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
I know, no. But you go just to get agents and...
It's a discovery.
Development deals and all of that.
It was a discovery festival. Right, it used to be a big deal.
But it's also like very much so an industry festival. And people come in from L.A. to see it. And
no, they come from L.A. to ski. And then occasionally they'll pop by
that's
shows.
True, right. But we had an insane, do you remember that? An insane drunk heckler
an
for the entire
agent from
show.
WME. No.
And it was so upsetting. It's like we're here to you know... This it's is like, an industry
show. If anyone here thinks we're just doing our show for the audience, they're wrong.
They're very
for
wrong.
People.
Definitely not the place to try to derail someone's
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, who did you ever did you engage the guy or
it was a woman.
Was
I
a
think
woman.
We did at one point. We had to.
Yeah.
Which is hard during a sketch.
Yeah, very different during like a stand-up set.
You're wearing wigs.
To come out of character and kind of break the fourth wall in that fashion.
Do you somehow start trying to just improvise her into the scene somehow and absorb her?
What we did. I'm sure it was clever.
That
and...
reminds me. I'm sure it was brilliant. Do you remember when Robin Williams started coming to UCB Theater out here?
Yeah.
And first he was like jumping up when, you know, people were doing stand-up sets and they could kind of work him in. And then he was jumping up during sketch shows. And they were like, oh, hey, father. trying to work him in. Yeah. It's so cute.
He thought everything was an improv.
Right. That's amazing. Can anyone get at the plot of The Crazy Ones?
I don't know what it's about.
I
know it's about.
I
know it's about a guy with light bulb eyes.
I recently discovered the plot.
What is it?
Last night, I saw a commercial with no sound,
but
and I figured out the plot. Here it is. Sarah Michelle Gellar, isn't it?
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is she dating Robin Williams?
She plays his daughter.
Okay.
And they are the co-heads of an ad agency.
But can I say, if you saw ad with the sound on, it is the most dramatic, soulful music, as though it's kind of like Terms of Endearment.
Is it a sitcom?
Yeah, right. Isn't
comedy.
It a half hour? Yeah. I think it's a single cam half hour. Yeah, and every episode, from what I understand, they use real products in it, and that underwrites the budget.
Oh man,
no.
I get it.
I get it. Now, why are they the crazy ones?
Because they think of all those crazy ads.
To work there, you gotta be a little crazy.
So
don't you remember?
I got it. I'm understanding the light bulb.
I think it's from the Steve Jobs, the Apple ad. Here's to the crazy ones.
That's really interesting that because you can totally see that pitch where someone's like, hey, guys,
What if we just integrated the products right into the show? I think I've got something.
Oh, is it the Dana Carvey presents the Taco Bell?
Oh, God damn it. That was so funny. Mug root beer.
Those were so funny.
It was all Pepsi.
Yeah, A&W.
Speaking of, this morning I was going into a coffee shop and I passed. I have to show you this picture. I know this isn't a visual medium we're doing right now, but this is a shop. A yogurt place
All right,
called
so
Yogurtland.
Yogurtland!
Love that Yogurtland.
Yogurtland. That entire storefront is filled with posters for CBS shows. And there's a huge poster that says CBS Premiere Week, and then it's just the casts. This is at a Yogurtland.
You know where young people go? They go to Yogurtland. In the old days, someone made your yogurt for you. But here, you can pay someone to make your own yogurt.
They've got iPads. They're watching their TV shows on their phones now.
With every day of the week, in case you're like, "What? When can I see Tony Shalhoub?" Oh, Wednesdays.
You can put cereal on it or mochi, which in my estimation is the gelatinous form of the Holy Ghost.
Now, June, how close to the CBS Radford lot did you take that photo?
This was right on La Cienega in Beverly.
Oh, so nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that, to be exact.
Yogurtland!
Isn't that strange?
This episode brought to you by Yogurtland.
That'd be a great sponsor.
Listen, I'll take it.
Free yogurt.
And you're right, the posters do, they're all round and poppy. They do sort of look like toppings.
Yeah. Delicious.
Put this on your red velvet cake yogurt.
Ooh.
Why don't you?
Real men.
And then we'll weigh it. My problem with Yogurtland is that, or any yogurt place, any Froyo place.
Self-control?
Well, it's...
That's my problem.
Not only self, it's not self-control, but there's something about, I wish they would come up with different dispensers because it just poops the yogurt into your cup and coils. And I'm always a little like, ugh. Like there's an instant where it's just this heavy plop into the cup.
You can't get chocolate.
You can't
get a tight
coil?
It's too ropey.
Don't get chocolate.
No, it's not chocolate.
Problem solved.
It's okay.
If it came out of like sort of a like a water fountain dispenser, would that feel better?
Maybe.
Yeah. Real slow. Exactly.
Nice arc to it.
See, I feel a satisfaction the way
Me
you can
too.
Really
yeah.
swirl
I like
the
it
cup under it. And
yeah.
So we're going to open yogurt poop where every dispenser, you're just going to, when you pull it, you're just going to hear,
Well, here's what you do. You make a swirl.
So upset.
Keep the center open.
That is
fill
so
it with,
upsetting.
You're going to start hearing like.
And then it won't come out for a second. You'll hear, and then like it all comes out. And then you have to wipe the dispenser.
By the way, though, I do really have a problem. Casey does not like bathroom talk. I have to warn you guys. She does not do bathroom talk.
Why didn't you warn us that before?
Sorry, because I wanted to see it happen.
I'm a classy lady. And I have a line,
she
and
doesn't
it's been
do
crossed. It has been crossed.
But then sometimes when you dabble in it, it's like the most disgusting thing.
Like I'm afraid of what I'll do.
Exactly.
It's like when you say you're afraid of heights, it means you think you're gonna jump. It's like
it's always
on
the tip
I'll
of
do.
Your tongue, which is why you just have to.
It's right at the surface.
Or you're afraid of using your power. You're afraid of yourself is really what it
Absolutely.
is.
Absolutely, I'm dangerous.
I do have a problem at those yogurt places with the just being responsible for how much
but
I'm eating.
I need to stop you here, June, because you always act like I have a crazy, like I'm crazy when I get in there. Meanwhile, she gets like a very beautifully like decent serving and like nuts on the top. Meanwhile, I'm like taking the actual thing of toppings and dumping it over, like lifting it over.
I think it's much like your bathroom talk fear. I know what I can do there.
Yeah. I think your fears
I've got to
are
really
stronger
curb myself.
Than your
Maybe.
Actions.
I do feel sort of when I'm eating yogurt though, like I've never reached the point of I'm okay that this is over.
Oh, God.
Like, I just constantly feel like this could go on forever.
And I get sad as it's going over, like, genuinely
Me too.
Sad feelings. This is sad, actually.
And I try to make different combinations within the same cup. I try to, like, split the sides of it and put different toppings.
Yeah, that's
and different
beautiful.
Can I tell you that I always just boringly... I'm just a vanilla person.
What an asshole.
A little bit of
What's wrong with you?
A little bit of tart and vanilla. Because vanilla
go
has...
Go to missionary yogurt land.
Hey, go to a yogurt land where there's no crazy ones up in the window.
Well, it's just that vanilla lends itself to absorb the best topping flavors. Like, there's no
you're
flavor...
All about the topping.
There's no flavors in the yogurt competing with the toppings. So vanilla with, like, Fruity Pebbles on it tastes like Fruity Pebbles cereal milk to me.
I would argue that vanilla is a flavor.
It is a flavor,
but
it's...
You get the tasteless kind.
But it's a blend, the tart flavor too. But I know you're right. You're right.
The thing I've gotten the most into is not even the toppings. Just scooch on over a little bit more to the register and get the syrup.
If you go to
peanut butter syrup,
if you go to June's color guy, he'll tell you what yogurt and what toppings.
Don't ever eat anything purple.
There is something sad though to going to like a yogurt shop late at night and just seeing it's all adults and like we're all going in for a little treat.
Yeah. Let's be bad tonight.
Let's be really bad.
Yeah.
You want to do drugs? Do you want to have unprotected sex with strangers? No, I just want to get some.
Yeah, I need my bottle. I need a yogurt bottle.
Have you seen how they put out Snuggies? And I see people eating their yogurt and they with Snuggies on. Like, take it home.
They do that at Froyo for Life on Hillhurst.
I don't want to see you in a Snuggie. Like, I don't want to see you eating your
Froyo. Because they're getting so much comfort.
Are they provided by the yogurt place?
But do you guys sit and eat it? I could never eat it there. It feels like people watching me have sex. Like, I need to go.
I'd sit in my car by myself before eating there.
Any old day.
I don't mind eating it there.
Why is it such a dirty habit?
The yogurt land by my house, which is on La Brea and 3rd.
Keep it a secret.
Sure.
Well, whatever. I live near there. Find me.
Talk about the yogurt land. Not you.
It's right next to like a yoga place.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go to yoga.
It's just
yoga
full,
find me.
Yeah,
find
it's
me.
Just full of women who've just finished yoga. Talking about how bad they are.
Yoga yogurt.
Yeah.
A little post-yoga yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get so crazy tonight, you guys. We're going to have some peanut butter yogurt with a gummy worm on it.
Hey, hon, why don't we just turn off the crazy ones for right now? Let it DVR. You'll get some yogurt.
How are we supposed to be crazy if we're not watching the crazy ones?
Let it DVR.
let the DVR take it from here.
Yeah.
Just let it DVR.
But this is the episode where they do a pitch for Yogurtland. We have to watch it.
Oh, let's live the show.
They really did start. Okay, and this is the last thing I'll say about yogurt, but they did really start popping up like crazy about 2 years ago. Serving like yeah. once that
it was
hit,
the Pinkberry
it was after
craze.
Pinkberry,
yeah.
And then everyone got upset that they couldn't do it themselves. Well, because this is America,
right?
Well, Pinkberry really like they expanded so fast.
Well, the one on Larchmont closed. That was a bummer. A
bunch of them closed.
Yeah,
yeah. They just it was like there was like one and then a million and then they kind of like downsized.
Yeah, and they stopped delivering, which was a tough moment for me.
You got it through delivery?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay. Wow.
But the problem was
eat in public.
Talk about the lazy ones.
She's still. She would still take it out to her car in her driveway and eat. She's like, I better go out.
It just felt better there. Sitting on her stupid Snuggie.
Well, for my girlfriend's birthday party, I got a Froyo truck.
Oh, you are the best.
And so, but they had Froyo on sticks, like popsicles. And then the rest of what they had was gelato.
Ooh.
And I thought I was going to be all about the yogurt. But they have, it's called Cool Cow. It's a truck. And they have fucking Frosted Flakes gelato. So
what are you saying?
Well, yeah, you're acting like, but I gotta stop you. You're acting like there's a choice between gelato. We're only getting the frozen yogurt because we don't want to get fat on the gelato.
Yeah,
that's the first choice. It's like, well, then I had ice cream, and I was like, this is good.
I'd rather have tres leches cake, but I'm not.
Okay,
we're at Yogurtland like fucking assholes. We're trying to keep our weight down.
Fucking Los Angeles.
Yeah, but yogurt, you have to put it on top with the gelato. The shit's baked right in. Baked? What? Yeah, it's baked ice cream. Oh, that sounds really good.
There's fried ice cream.
There's fried ice cream.
There's fried ice cream. Cream, you can fucking deep fry anything.
Well, there's that place, Tasty Delight in New York, a yogurt shop where they serve like 4-calorie yogurt. I mean, it's like the lowest
chemical intake.
It's Carbo Light.
Yeah,
you can get that
it
at
gets
a couple
strange.
Places in LA.
Your body's like immediately upon taking like a spoonful, and this is where I go with the bathroom stuff, guys. Here I go. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to
do it.
But you have like one bite, and you're just shitting from every orifice.
There it is. There it is.
Really opened up my pores.
You've done well today.
Why do you make me do this?
You've revealed yourself.
At the UCB in the bathroom, I think. Someone wrote "rode hard," and then someone else wrote "put away firm."
Yeah, I saw that.
Which I always loved because it mashed up our things, and it's
beautifully.
It's just it is forever. Well, at least until they paint the bathroom with all the graffiti on the UCB bathroom.
Right.
We have been,
and then now people are just going to think it's that Adam Carolla movie, "Rode Hard."
I know. God damn it! There's a whole generation of people who don't. There's a whole generation of UCB people that are like. What's hard and firm? What's road hard, put away wet?
We should do...
They need to learn.
Yeah, we should do a one-night only reprise.
I would love to. I never see Furman anymore.
Well, he's got kids.
He has kids.
He works all
his
the
band,
time.
His new band played at the Satellite.
I heard, and I heard they're great with Tony from Motion City. Yeah. I miss UCB. I haven't been there in ages. Are you guys still doing stuff?
Yeah, we do a show that Casey created called The Realest Real Housewives, which is all just like real transcripts from the shows that are just reenacted very dramatically and very seriously. It's pretty fantastic.
It's fun.
Good
is
idea.
It fun yeah. because you don't, it's like, it's all pretty
well,
much
we
written.
We don't really, it's all written. We don't really do impressions and we do it like a serious staged reading. Like a, we're all in
like
black.
We're just sort of actors mm-hmm. interpreting the work.
Yeah.
As opposed to
the text.
Finding the subtext.
Yeah. Exactly. And honestly, exactly. you know, they say they're always like, oh, there's not these parts for women. These are the most, these are Madea-esque
oh
roles
so
for
rich.
Women to take on. I mean, these women
you
are.
You mean Tyler Perry's Madea?
Yes. of course.
Is there
a role
Madea?
I've always wanted to play.
I wouldn't. Don't do it.
Is there?
Don't do
By
it.
The way, I saw for the first time a Madea movie, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Which one?
I guess it was
oh,
the...
I love them.
I was really shocked. I guess
They're
it was
so
the...
amazing.
The one where he's in witness protection. I think maybe the last one.
What do you mean he?
You're right. I'm sorry. She, Madea.
That's the one with Eugene
I don't know
Levy,
what you're...
right?
I'm sorry?
Is Eugene Levy in there?
I think he's kind of in all of them.
Yes, he...
He's his muse.
yeah, yes. but he... I found Madea to be...
Madea's a wonderful character.
Just a delightful, yeah. delightful
he
woman.
He really gets into some tricky territory when he's not Madea. And I have gone to see many of Tyler Perry movie in the theater where...
Did you see Temptations?
I've seen I Can Do Bad by My, All by Myself. I saw the last one, and literally it's the darkest endings to all the movies. They all are like parables, basically, very religious. And at the end, like a woman you've been following the whole time, spoiler alert, you're like, I love this woman. And literally the last scene, it's like 20 years later, she's like decrepit in a drugstore and she's like, I need my AIDS medication. And then like it goes the end.
What?
Yes.
I need my AIDS medication.
Yes.
Was,
it
there,
is, that's temptation.
Was it a futuristic drugstore?
No, everything we were laughing. Everything seemed exactly
was
as
that,
it was.
AIDS.
Oh, was that Madea Gets AIDS?
But see, this wasn't. Although
I would watch that.
I would watch
that's
that
the prequel
too.
To the her going to witness protection.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of his movies are like, careful, this could happen to you, and you
yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
think you're on for a fun ride.
But
there's,
but there's nothing
there.
That justifies the all the taking the leap. It's just all of a sudden like, well, let's just end
it
on.
It was
a really...
like this woman cheated on her husband at one point earlier
oh, well,
in the film, and this
now
is what you get.
Oh no! Fucking, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I should have told
that
part.
Yeah. Shit.
No, that's the big twist of that movie.
But that's
and that's what you ladies got to remember. If you
Look,
cheat on
always,
your husbands,
always.
You're gonna get the
and
AIDS.
She's
yeah.
alone, and she's alone, and then everyone in the audience gasped. Some people screamed, and then it was like credits. It was like, do you believe in magic?
But that's a really interesting thing, though. That's a utopian future that you could just go to any drugstore and get AIDS medication.
Yeah, yes.
I guess that is actually kind of a beautiful ending.
And that is a beautiful ending.
And do you
yeah.
ask for it by saying, can I get the AIDS medication?
And then
I got some AIDS.
That's a generic meme.
She turns. Yeah, yeah. She turns to the camera and goes, hallelujah, Obamacare.
How do you... I just don't
the
know.
The crazy ones on CBS.
Now in its 25th
season. In its
millionth
season.
Really hardcore.
Rob Williams is 90 years old.
Crazy.
Mr. Happy knows what happy.
Did you say Mr. Happy?
Mr. Happy knows what happy anymore.
What do you guys... I don't know how you come back from the... Which movie was it?
It was Temptation.
Temptation.
That was Temptation. Yeah.
That's the one that Kim Kardashian
takes a star turn in. Yeah.
What was the first
by the
one?
Way.
That, the big first Tyler Perry movie that came out? Because I was working at the Arclight when that one came out, and it was really hard to decipher what the trailer was all about.
Star Wars.
No, wasn't it?
I don't know the canon.
Because it was back, it was like Madea was like a side character in the movie.
It was a family movie. It was like something family or...
It was about a lady... cheating on her husband.
Oh, what's I think that was Why Did I Get, Married?
And then
no,
Why Did I Get Married Too?
No, that was before that. Can we
and that's
I'm
not
looking it up.
T-W-O,
no, that's T-O-O.
Yeah.
Why Did I Get Married Too?
Well, so you're not supposed to get married? Or you're supposed to get married, but...
Well, then someone else
get...
is sort of saying, and then Why Did I Get Married as well?
Yeah.
The second installment.
So, and do you... Yeah. And then you get the cheating aids that God gives you if you step outside
cheating
the...
aids.
The relationship.
That's Ashley Masson. That's a cheating aid.
That is well done.
Jonah, what do you think we're looking for? What year?
I worked there in 2004, 3.
I love the Madea movies.
Madea's
There's clearly like no coverage.
Madea,
they just
family reunion.
I know.
No, it wasn't
the
Madea movie.
The Master
it.
And
no,
the...
No, go forward in time.
Moving on.
So the Master's like, moving on.
Well, but that's the thing. Is
oh, Diary of a Mad Black
Diary
Woman.
Diary Mad Black Woman, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that he makes, you know, he has this compound in Atlanta.
Which is cool. Yeah.
And they make movies for no money, and the movies make a shit ton.
Well, because they're all non-union crews.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah, that's why it costs no money.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oprah's a big fan.
So that's a good thing, right?
I do think he's really talented.
Right? That's what June. Yeah, that's really good.
I mean, that's why the movies are $2.
Yeah.
And they make a lot of money. You know?
They do.
What scale? I don't understand. You're getting $5.
Yeah. What's the problem? What are you guys working on? What are you working on now? You're working.
Well, they just finished a movie, which comes out November 8th.
Baby Jesus.
It's all about the baby Jesus.
Baby J.
Yeah, we have a movie coming out called Ass Backwards that we co-wrote and co-star in, along with Bob Odenkirk and Vincent D'Onofrio and John Cryer and Alicia Silverstone. And we're really excited. And
Paul Scheer and Paul Rust are in it.
What's D'Onofrio like?
Amazing.
What's Drew Drogi
and
like?
More. Amazing.
Not great, no. Vincent was wonderful.
He
plays
incredible.
My father, and he came in, shot in upstate New York. We had a PA drive him all the way. He was in just basically a shithole where we had his holding in like some random woman's trailer who was accosting him about, what was
Law
it?
Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Well, yes. Yeah, because we were shooting in a trailer park. We didn't have trailers like
right.
real actor trailers.
Sure.
We just happened to be shooting in a trailer
in
park.
A trailer.
So you guys were like doing it like Tyler Perry.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. like, here's your trailer, which someone lives in. And this woman, that was his like holding area for the day. And this woman happened to be a crazy Law and Order fanatic.
And was asking if she could play him VHS tapes of it. And
it was,
he was like, I've seen it.
Oh,
no,
whoa.
Yeah, it was
amazing. He was a trooper. He was like helping
really
us light and giving, you know, ideas. He was wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And, right. you know, we had an interesting time financing the movie, and we had to shut down at one point, raise more money over the course of 2 years, and then go back up.
Oh,
but
wow.
during that period where...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was crazy. But during the period where we were raising money, he, like...
Screened the movie at his house twice for investors.
Yeah, in New
oh,
York,
wow.
just to like help us, and it was he's amazing
yeah.
to answer
really
that question.
Cool.
I love that guy.
We really love him.
So you raised all the funding for this movie yourselves.
We have a producer,
we
Heather
do have a
Ray.
Producer. Our initial financier in the first leg of our shoot basically defaulted on payments,
so
and
we had
so
shot 19 days
out of a 25-day shoot.
Just a few more days to go, and we arrived to set, and the crew had locked up the footage.
Whoa!
And we had no idea people's checks had been bouncing. So
that's like Ed Wood shit
really,
right there.
Yeah, it was
like,
really,
it was actually
really
very devastating.
Horrifying.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
That's probably something that's really fun when you've worked really hard
oh
to get something
God.
Made, and you can
For
see the finish
years.
Line in
yeah.
sight, and then someone's
it
like,
was,
get off the track!
Oh my
yep.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did the only thing we could think of to do, which was buy everyone sugar-free Frappuccinos, cigarettes, and Slurpees, and cried on a curb.
You can get a Frappuccino cigarette?
Yeah.
That's
really good.
I don't smoke, but that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a little caffeine, some flavor
yeah.
at the same time.
Sure, and you're
Matt Myra would love that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, so the movie shut down for 2 years, and we, along with the producer, you know, raised the funds again. We did Kickstarter campaign, and we came back up.
Now, does this person ever say, like,
later.
Sorry, or do they just disappear?
It's really weird what happened with this person. They are, I think, up until, like, 6 months ago, we're still saying, like, the money's coming.
Like, we're like you can expect the wire
we
at the
were,
end of the
we're
week.
We're at Sunday. It's like, what do you mean the money's coming? So it was... I think that they had never invested in a film
uh-huh.
and so didn't really understand like when a movie doesn't get like when we don't get the money wired in like there are major
and
consequences.
There's no studio yeah. coming in. There is
yeah.
only us.
So we had a very tough time raising the money because those 5 days that we didn't shoot were all in our first act. So we were essentially – we had cut together the footage we did have and were showing it to people. And it's like – Casey and I going to random houses in Calabas, just everybody we could find to ask for money, and just screening half of a movie.
With no setups. Just
yeah, just with
lines.
Payoffs. And then, like, pausing and explaining why the joke's
what
moving.
What do you see to how we get there? See,
yeah. yeah, I'm like, yeah. this is sort yeah. of a funny thing, okay, because, yeah. well, no, let me take it back. I'm like, actually, let me back up.
You should call the movie. You should have been there.
It was really interesting process.
Yeah, so then we got the money. We finished the movie, and which we stopped filming in the middle of a pageant sequence with 75 extras and pageant girls that were in the
Jesus.
Kind of pageant. It's about
There's
pageants.
10
a bit,
very specific extras
that June and I are in the pageant with that were scattered to the ends of the earth. No one even had a list with their names on it. June and I had to cold call all of them and find one through another. We didn't even know names. We were calling them off of a screen grab like Magenta. I'm off their dresses. I'm like, we got lime green, we got red just by their dresses. Crazy. Trying
you know
to get
could've
them
helped
all back.
You? Vincent D'Onofrio, because his character could attract those people down.
His character from Law and Order.
That's right.
You're right. Not our film, but yeah.
Yeah, his character from Law and Order.
Could attract those.
He must have learned.
Sure. He must have picked up
that woman in the trailer was like, you must have learned some tactics along the way.
No, to I'm do something.
Just an actor. Really, just a guy. Played a part.
You sound like the woman who tried to play in VHS.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The idea to... Ray, not go through the studio system. Did you pitch the film, or were you just like, it's just a fucking pain in the ass? Because you guys have written stuff before, and you've
worked. We had. I think there was an idea initially of we'll get this financed by a mini major, which they don't really even exist anymore. But this places that would do like $10 million movies or $5 million movies, and even then, this was almost 5 years ago now. They were not making those budget level movies, and especially not with people who weren't going to open up a movie. So there was talk of, well, we like the script, but can it be, Kate Hudson and Reese Witherspoon? Right. And so we always knew we did want to be in it ourselves. So at that point we
basically
started.
Basically it was not an option for us to.
Yeah. It wasn't really a choice.
It's thought out as much as a forcing
necessity.
Yes, and we did it independently. I mean, the kind of amazing thing is once we finished it, we then edited it and it got into Sundance. And I think ultimately when we look back over the 2 years, we were able, having looked at all the footage, to figure out what needed to be tweaked.
But there were major plot holes that we didn't even...
And we got helicopter aerial shots donated in that time. And when you watch the actual movie, people have no idea when we stopped or you really...
That's great.
You can't tell.
Even though I come into a convenience store and then come out 2 years older, I can tell.
It's sad, though, that that's our biggest accomplishment with the movie. You can't tell it's spliced together.
You can't tell we had a meltdown halfway through.
But if you watch it, you will love it, and you won't know.
Did the kids age? Because 2 years is a long time for a child to...
We had shot us as kids and shot them out.
Thank God. So, it would have been a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a problem.
And
yeah.
The little girl is on Louis now, my little... little me,
yeah.
Ursula.
Well, but some of the pageant girls, even who are our age, so they were a little bit older. I mean, we are 5 years old, so we're considered younger,
of course, 5 years old.
They were aging, and hairstyles were changing.
We couldn't stop time.
We just couldn't, as much as we wanted to. And I remember one girl. I remember her name, Grace. She didn't think she could be there that day, and I was like, "We need you." I mean, she's featured with her dress in the movie. I'm like, we need you. Is there any way, if we can't have you, can we have your dress?
And I was like, I'll pay you $50 for your dress and we'll throw someone in there.
And then she was like, okay, I can get you the dress. I'm like, I'll try to photo double you with someone else. And then she's like, well, now that I think of it, I have a twin sister. I was like, get her
in! Wait a minute. I don't know if this is helpful.
So crazy.
I know you need my likeness.
But what about my likeness?
Wouldn't my clone work?
This spitting image of me?
Now,
when I was in my embryo, my stage, it split.
Now,
I don't know if this is helpful,
but she doesn't do anything during the days and could easily be there. Is that helpful in
any
way?
And would love nothing more. Does that help? Sure.
Now, she's always felt sort of in the shadow of me with our family, so the chance to break out would be something really...
Please have her call me.
Has our parents a freckle would in her opposite eye.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to... Yeah.
She's not going to work.
Not going to work.
We're all 2 years older!
She worked just fine.
I have a twin sister who, through some weird thing, is 2 years younger than me.
And my twin actually finished the shoot for me because I couldn't be there. She was wonderful.
That's so great.
Yeah. Twins are great.
They're
just the best. Well, that's pretty amazing to not only go through the process of writing and making the thing the first time, but then not just completely losing hope. Yeah. After like a year and still not going...
Oh, it's dark times. But we really love this movie so much, and it was so much... We just love it, and it was always... Even when we saw the footage, we knew that it was what we wanted it to be.
Which was in some ways more heartbreaking, only because I think if we had looked at the footage and if we thought, you know what, this isn't great, maybe, because it's 2 years is a long time to put effort. It was like having a baby that never comes. I mean, we just kept
Well, it's still in there.
Yeah,
I guess it's my eighth trimester. I don't know how this works.
Yeah, but we love the footage, so we just kept going.
Now, as far as I know, babies can't come.
Right.
How
well,
dare you?
You don't know.
How dare
well,
the
baby,
you?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus can.
He comes all the time.
All right. So,
I mean, he's got those abs.
But the idea. But the idea when you look at each of the different media. And there's sort of a what I think of as, you know, like a representational time scale for each one. It's like, if you want to make internet content, you know, like, it could be like a month and you could turn something around right. pretty fast. Television could take a year mm-hmm. if something of it. Movies, 3 to 10 years.
Yep. Oh,
like,
yeah.
just so fucking long.
So you're at like six years with this project.
Yes.
It's so rarely like, oh, you just go and shoot it.
And Labor of Love really doesn't even begin to cover it. It is independent filmmaking. I have so much respect for anyone who bites it off mm-hmm. because you're doing everything. And it at the end of the day, though, the kind of cool thing is if people like it or if they don't like it, we love it. And you can't say, well, the studio didn't let me do this. And they thought right. this was creatively you are putting out there exactly what you want to put out there, and that's kind of cool. Yeah.
It is, because it's you get to take responsibility for everything, even yeah. the mistakes, which I think mm-hmm. is actually way better than at least having to take responsibility for someone else's mistakes. Especially because if you go against what you believe in because someone's forcing you, and then after it's done, even if you say, but they made me, then people are going to be like,
you're still a Nazi.
Still on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It's still totally on you.
Yeah.
Still totally on you.
Got some war crimes to answer for, Nazis.
But in the interim, I want to talk a little bit about SNL for you and what the experience was like, and then leaving the show, and then I mean, like, is it what was the experience?
What was it?
What is SNL?
Saturday night.
Snow?
They have some really basic questions, Casey.
Oh, okay. Fun.
What are colors? What colors should I?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It's so funny. I just went to this Emmy thing last night, and I saw all my old like cast members and producers, and everyone was there, and it was great seeing everyone. And it was a fair to good experience. I mean, I think it was a crazy time for me, and I was very nervous, and I don't know. It's hard to kind of synthesize it. I loved all the cast members. I had a great time, but it was an incredibly nerve-wracking experience. And pretty quickly in, I realized, you know, no one likes to sit on the bench no matter what you're doing. And I felt like I'm more of an actress than a sketch person, I felt at that time. And I was so admiring of, you know, all the kooky characters everyone was kind of churning out. And I was like, oh, God. I think, you know, I don't know. I just knew it wasn't quite the right fit, but you're kind of hoping it will go another way. And it didn't, and so I don't know. And then after the show, I was obviously so bummed, because you kind of get a dream, and then you think you're so wholly expecting it to go one way, and when it doesn't, that's just such a processing and an adjustment period. And so I definitely did some processing. And then I will say, when I got on Happy Endings, the show I did after it, I was, I think, genuinely able to have that experience of, oh, this is absolutely what I should be doing. And it kind of balances out that feeling of like something is just deeply not right, which is what I felt at SNL.
Well, it is. I mean, it does feel a little bit like a, at least from my estimation of it, sort of like a feeding frenzy, in the sense where you gotta be pitching characters, and you gotta get this, and you get, like, it really is. As much as I'm sure everyone's friends, there's also sort of a you kind of have to look out for yourself a bit on the show, I would imagine, because you have to get your stuff on, and you have to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when I look back, the one thing I wish they'd never let me go on Weekend Update, and I'd pitched one every single week that I was there for however many weeks. And I kind of feel like that's the equivalent of being at a party and no one introduces you. So you're kind of like, I'm here and I don't really know the host. And people are like, who's that wandering around in the background, like sleeping on coats? And so hindsight, as I saw new cast members come on, and this isn't even excuses at all, I just felt like they got the moment to say, here's who I am, this is my kind of brand of humor. And to not do that, I think, felt increasingly for the audience and for me like, well, who is that? What's happening? So it's one of those things where I'm so glad I did it, and it's kind of more is being revealed about how I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, I saw, and then, I don't know, I think maybe it was yesterday or the day before, you came up my Google News feed.
Did
it was like, Casey Wilson finds the perfect man. Like, there was some sort of a relationship story.
Yes, I just got engaged.
I see a ring on that finger.
Yay!
That's real pretty.
You can't see this at home, America, but
you can hear it sparkling.
It's blinding.
Fucking huge,
thanks,
everybody.
Thanks, guys. I have my arm is in a cast.
You look like it looks like Kobe Bryant cheated on you. That's what the ring looks like.
And
that
you nailed it. Yeah, that's blood money. If you get a ring in that way, I did. Thank you. I'm very excited.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, sure. Casey's going to pee.
We just
I know you said it silently.
We stopped
like
all momentum.
I know you wanted it to seem like you weren't going to pee.
Don't do this to me. I'm going number two.
Where are you going? Damn it!
Can you take this microphone in with you?
Oh my god, it'll be like Lethal Weapon.
Casey's going to quote unquote yogurt land. I'm sorry.
Guys, she can't get through like a 40-minute period without going to the bathroom.
Okay, good. So, can we just talk for a minute?
So, like, yeah, she's a total bitch,
really
right?
dragging you down.
Problem.
Seriously, yeah. dragging
I'm trying
you
to
down.
Make something happen. She gets up.
Seriously, man.
I know.
She's interrupting your
I know.
She gets the fun.
I'd say stop working
no,
with her.
No, seriously, it's my cross to bear.
Yeah,
the yes. two-year break was all Casey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Good.
She was that financier that
what?
I know. It's
so
really
she still
weird.
Thinks
it's
the
really
money's
weird.
Coming.
Yes, yeah. She's expecting.
She was also the lady with Vincent D'Onofrio.
She's
every
crazy
bad thing,
person.
Every crazy person we've mentioned.
She's so disconnected.
She's all crazy ones.
She doesn't. Brought to you by Kodak or whoever.
They can't afford it.
Paul Scheer is one of my favorite people. Like he is. The sweetest and one of the fucking funniest people.
He's
the best. Yeah, he's great.
I love that guy.
And, you know, we see you sometimes at the gym.
Yes,
we're
at the same
gym.
Haven't
seen you in a while. I've got some bad news to break.
What?
We've left that gym.
That's why I haven't seen Paul in 3 weeks.
We're not there anymore.
What the? Because it's a trainer-specific gym, so you have to go with a specific trainer.
It's not a
trainer.
Gym you can just walk into right. and, like, buy
you have
membership.
To go in with
like,
a trainer.
You are you there, too?
Yeah.
Have I seen
so's
you
Jonah.
There?
No, I
haven't seen. I've seen Paul.
Oh, you were
at
his house.
Oh, you haven't seen me there.
At his house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I feel like the rules were getting a little too strict for me. I don't know if you've noticed in the last like couple months.
And that's when
Talk
Casey
to
took
it.
The
Talk
biggest.
She hates it, guys. She really does hate it.
She really does.
She really does.
In
hate
a second,
it.
She's gonna snap.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be
leave.
Like it's
she
gonna
will
be
say
like
she has to go again.
It'll be like Maren's Gallagher moment where he just like snaps and leaves.
Guys, I don't like this.
But you just did it during the show.
But you came back so quick, I think, to say
to make
like,
a point.
Look, yeah.
To make a point.
I need to hear about the gym rules changing.
Yes, okay, the gym rules.
I was saying that we, you know, Chris and I go to the same gym, but I just stopped going there because first there was, you know, there's a front entrance and there's a back entrance.
Right.
About probably 6 months ago, they put up a sign you can no longer go through the back, right. Which is annoying. Is an inconvenience.
Is parking over in the back?
Yeah, there's parking in the back.
Okay. So then you have to walk all the way around. I know these sound like luxury problems, but it's
they do.
But it's basically like two blocks that you have to walk because you have to walk
it's
all the way around.
It's a very big block.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also a cross section of crazy ones.
Yeah.
It's just like it's just a really
there's
weird
Robin.
Area.
There's Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's right next to the 99-cent store.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Bus stop guy this morning was screaming at me about Reagan.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
There's always just
he's got a point.
So got across the bridge.
There's an energy there. So that was the first thing I was like, wow, this is really annoying, and I don't really understand why they put that rule into effect.
Right.
Do you? Does
I'm guessing
have a...
people
I do.
Were sneaking
you go
in the
there
back.
Too?
And,
yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Why?
Because they're really adamant about – because I kind of got in an argument when I first started going there, which is I got there a couple minutes before my trainer. So I went back and I started stretching. I came back and they're like, you're not allowed to be back here
without a trainer.
And I'm like, I know, but he's just going to be – and they're like, you're not allowed to be back here. And I was
but
like –
guess who is allowed to be there without a trainer?
Who?
Shia.
Who?
Shia LaBeouf?
Yes.
What about Hayden? Doesn't Hayden go there?
He works out in jeans.
Yes, yes, we talked about this.
Like cowboy boots and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
and
the best workout clothes, really.
Amazing. The most comfortable.
I went to a really cheap gym. I went to the Y near like a downtown.
Why?
And it was like I would see gym, I would see like just kind of like you know, like Mexican dudes.
That's
where they would go. They would, after work, they would go to the gym and they'd be still in their boots and
just get it done.
Just get it done. Yeah,
yeah
mostly
but
just weights.
But Shia
so
can
Shia
go.
Is allowed. Is Hayden?
Yes.
You know, she goes there as well.
Oh, no, I've never seen her
Panettiere.
There. I've seen her
Panettiere.
Poster up there, but I've
never
seen her there.
I see Rebel there a lot.
Yes, I do.
But she's always with her trainer.
Well, her trainer also
owns the gym.
Is the owner.
But so Shia can work. And he's, by the way, always working out with his assistant, like, right next to him and his personal trainer is just constantly shouting orders at his assistant. Ugh. So I saw him work out on his own without a trainer by him, and I had a problem with that. Then they started this new rule where you must carry a towel.
Right.
What?
Yes, that's just you for must hygiene. Carry a
that's
towel.
Most gyms.
I don't
the
think
equipment.
They're on you. It's like everybody's gonna in good faith.
In good
wipe
faith,
it down,
I will be as clean as I can.
Yeah.
So now, if you don't have a towel on you, you must pay for one
for a dollar, and they give you smaller than a napkin you would get in a restaurant. It's the tiniest
it's the
towel.
The tiniest little slip of a thing.
Two times I've forgotten my towel, and it was not pretty.
And I've been stopped there by the front desk worker. Who, by the way, I hope, I'm really scared
he
someone's going
to
hear that. I don't go to the gym anymore, but this is not someone you want to put as the face of your business. Like, every time I see him, he's just so incredibly unpleasant. So he stopped me twice and told me that I had to buy a towel. Neither time I had any cash on me.
Right.
So now I have to leave the gym and find an ATM machine. I mean, it's just...
Well, if you went to the 99-cent store and asked for a change, no one would think it was weird.
Right, that's true.
Because
that's true. Yeah.
They have strict
But don't
rules.
You like your trainer there? Did you have to leave her?
We've left together. She's still there, but we
She's
have gone
leaving.
To a new gym.
She's
that
about
is,
to have a child, though.
She's about to have a baby. Yeah.
She's great, by the way.
She's awesome.
I really like her. Very
she's
sweet.
I feel like a lot of trainers are always on their cell phones and doing different things. Like, she's 100% there.
Yeah.
Except for the, you know,
and
having a baby
new.
Part,
right.
which is totally
Right. Which is really annoying.
It's going to get in the way, you know.
Yeah. But that means
when you're lats, you got to fucking, what are you going to do?
Is this new gym better?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It's not as, you know, the great thing about our gym that we all, my previous gym, is that it's so clean and there's a lot of space. This gym is very, it's a hallway, essentially. It's very small, but I just feel freer there to be me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To do what
so
I
I'm gone.
Want.
I'm gone, and Paul's gone too.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Well, they still got the league poster up on the.
I know they do. Well,
you want to go in and tell
this
them
is
to take
my,
it
by
down.
The way, this That's is my nice. Formal announcement.
Paul Scheer is a dissatisfied customer, and he demands that you take this poster down.
Well, I think we could leave the poster up.
Have you ever read any of the Shia LaBeouf signed posters?
No, what
I read.
There's
one.
A crystal skull one.
There's one. I think it might be the a Transformers one, and it says,
no,
"Sorry
no, no, no.
for all." But it says
thank
like,
you,
"Sorry for all the protein shakes I stole."
No. Yes. See, she has free reign there, where
he can
take
do
protein shakes.
He, wants.
He can take bars, and the rest of us are like,
what is the
little
level?
Animals?
Did
there
you
to
mention
zoo.
This at all on your exit?
No.
Before
I didn't
I
give
leave,
any fearless
beauty,
feedback.
I have a few things to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I just left.
We should pick it and just have signs. Like, why do we?
We'll all just wear
if
jeans.
If Shia can do it, why can't we?
Don't be Shia to leave this gym. Come on,
be
guys.
Be a rebel.
What are we doing?
Get out.
Hey! Don't go to this gym, Belushi.
With sheer work. Will, we will leave.
Don't go to this gym, Belushi. What the fuck?
I don't know. It's just,
he's
he doesn't
never
even go
worked
there.
Out there.
He doesn't go there.
Let's just stand sure out in front of Jim Belushi's house and say that.
I don't. Let's. I think we'll all agree that these are the worst problems that anyone could have.
Sure.
I'm glad you guys are taking a really hard line on them.
Yeah, it is. It's...
Well, I still show
it
up.
It can't be treated that way.
I don't have a lot of
I work out in a dude's apartment.
I did too for the longest time until we went to that gym. I worked out of Tom's place.
I don't mind it.
It's great.
He puts on Pandora, like easy listening, kind of like meditation sounds. So
no, I don't care.
It'll
for
be
that.
Like really nice, and then there'll, an ad for Subway will come on.
Yeah.
Do you like to you
just
know,
give him
pound weights with that kind of music?
I don't really wail. On
sailing a tiddly away.
I wear, yeah.
Every morning, Jake Fogelnest is on. Sirius XM over
that's
the,
true
that
radio. I hear him.
Well, what happens is they'll have like an alternative station on Sirius and it's like, oh, fucking awesome, the Breeders, and they'll turn it off and then it's fucking
yeah,
you know,
like Shia walks in
yeah,
yeah. And that's everybody it's CNC Music Factory for the rest of the time.
Seriously,
no, it is, it's a very like 1991
I work out place. At a gym with my trainer Wes, Body by Wes, and
oh, are we plugging?
Yeah,
let's
Body
plug.
By Wes,
let's plug.
And I used to be at Equinox, and then I quit in a blaze of, like, I'm not going to work out with people in this industry watching me. Like, I was like, I hate this gym, blah, blah, blah. 2 years later, I've now found myself working out at the gym at my agency. It's at UTA. It is the most...
Now, I would feel a little exposed.
Beyond upsetting thing, like, I, like, high-five my
you
lit
drive
agent.
Over there.
Wes and I do a lot at Griffith Park, and I bring weights in the car, but once in a while I'll go over there, and it's just so ridiculous to like be there.
So, you guys, we've been talking about Froyo and personal trainers.
It's like I'm working on the worst people in the world.
Coming up next, Decoupage with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I still work out sometimes when I'm not... We'll talk Vespas too with her.
Okay.
But I still work out sometimes.
It's hard to work out in front of your agent.
It's really hard.
Guys, we have a whole team of agents and they all stare at me.
I'm like, I'm trying to not be fat for them.
I still work out at the E building, so I get to walk by all the people that fired me from G4.
Oh, you still work out in that building?
Wow. Yeah, when I'm not training with Tom.
I worked out there for a little bit, but then, you know, but then
is
I would.
Anyone working out on their own at this table?
Well, I work out on my own.
I stopped working at that gym because it feels very weird when all of a sudden I get a tweet where someone's like, "Hey, saw you on the treadmill. You're going at it there." And I'm like, I just feel too.
These are horrible problems, and it's important that we're talking about them. If I'm at a restaurant, someone's like, "I see you got the fajitas." I'm like, and I have like no fans, but like occasionally I have like fajita watchers. Like, I remember this one Mexican place. Like a lot of very sweet gay fans are like, "Steaming fajitas," are like, "Marg, get it, girl."
Stas, they're just like us. Casey Wilson has a fajita, which she apparently can't live without.
What waiters need to do is not mention how fast you might have eaten something. That's one of my biggest pet peeves that happens. Like, oh, already?
Yeah.
Something happened this morning which I was not proud of. I was so hungry that I ran.
In a car.
No, I ran and I got a breakfast, like a breakfast sandwich that had eggs in it and avocado.
Okay.
And I was California so starving style. That I pulled the foil down and I took a bite. And I bit into the foil end paper and ate it all.
Biting foil?
You ate tin?
Well, I didn't realize until it was like pretty
metal
much down
in
my
your
mouth.
Mouth.
And then I saw just like a big bite mark in the tin. I was like, oh, God.
Now, would your trainer approve of you eating tin foil?
Yeah, no, it didn't feel
how
like
that. How many calories? How many calories
did not feel
tin
great.
No, I like how your tongue was like, I guess this is what this weird sandwich would taste like.
Yeah. You're like, and I didn't realize before it was too late. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, avocado masks a lot of stuff.
Guys, it was
it adds a creamy texture.
Junda and Raphael supports the tinfoil diet. It really cleans you out.
I like how you're saying tinfoil, but it's aluminum foil.
It's aluminum foil.
They've moved past tin.
Yeah, tin would fucking kill you inside.
Right.
Like, just shred your innards.
No, I'm sure I have Alzheimer's. I'm actually concerned about it.
You just said that.
Second.
Oh, we were the same. Oh, there we go.
No, that's funny. I do have Alzheimer's.
This is your diagnosis.
This is it. You've been going to the same gym for months. What are you talking about? The gym thing is... it's good. I've been enjoying the exercise.
How many times are you getting in there?
When I'm in town, I'll go 3 times a week.
You're looking very fit.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I go 3 times a week when I'm in town. And when I'm not in town, when I'm traveling, I try to at least run or something.
When he's not in town, I get his 9:30 slot.
Yeah, oh, Matt has the
8:30
a.m. slot.
8:30
yeah, which trainer are you guys
Tom.
With?
You're Tom.
Tom Dieters.
Tom's the guy I've been training with for 8 years. And,
can you give me a
physical
description?
Andrew's a good trainer there, too.
This is like kind of a handsome-looking...
Just a handsome 40-year-old guy.
Ooh, keep on
with
going.
With a good head of hair, dark... Dark head of
What's
hair.
What's under that
smile.
Head of hair?
He's got a really good smile.
He's a good guy.
Great smile.
Tom.
Good
He's
teeth.
A really good guy. He's more... Because he's like a guy... Like, the training sessions are like therapy sessions.
Oh, you're talking.
For
We're
Tom
talking
or for you?
Both
for
of
both
us.
Of us.
Yeah.
And it's
really?
Great. He's a lovely. He's like, he changed my life. The guy totally changed my life.
Oh, that's very cool. It is. I always say to Karen Williams, our trainer, that it must be very cool to kind of sculpt someone's physique and satisfying to see. Well, no, because Paul has lost a lot of weight since working out with Karen, and she's been a part of that transformation.
Yeah. Tom always calls it like, because, you know, like I was such a sloucher. That I couldn't bend back, and so now I can actually bend my arms behind my head. And he always says, he always does the bonsai tree. Like he looks at it as like shaping a
moldable clay.
I'm his most successful client right now, guys.
Yeah,
30 pounds, 12 weeks.
Wow,
really?
I'm that good.
You've gained 30 pounds in 12 weeks.
Muscle, pure muscle.
Okay,
that's amazing.
That is amazing. Good, yeah.
You do look amazing because I was going that's through great. Some. I just updated the iPhoto library because I got a new laptop. And I saw some pictures of us from just a couple years ago during the Nurse TV show. You look so different now. Yeah. Like your head before was perfectly round.
When what it don't matter. It's fine. It was physically perfectly round.
It was a hard thing to sit through and hear.
Yeah, but
you look so good now. You look so good now.
Didn't know how that was gonna fad.
You looked like you were on the verge of death. I tell you, you looked like a
bitch. But when you see that,
That
was the first
the
Craig Ferguson episode. One of the first ones that we did.
That was probably 85 pounds ago.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, God bless.
But you look really good.
Are you enjoying the working out?
I like it, yeah. I like it too much.
Yeah, no.
Yesterday I was bored and I was like, well, I could play video games or I could just go to the gym and run
nice.
For an hour.
That's really, really nice.
Running does release, because I don't really do it anymore because I ran a marathon and I think just completely lost my taste for running. Like I
too
just
much,
destroyed
too
it. Yeah.
It's like when you get a large yogurt.
Exactly. But for a while there, it was like I needed to do it every day or I couldn't calm
down.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
It was more mental.
I bought a treadmill that arrives next Monday.
That's
how much I fucking am running.
Good
what about
you.
The what about the streets?
I run outside sometimes, but like
it's still there.
I find it weird. Like
that's where I run because that's where I come from.
I run.
I was born on a treadmill.
I run. I like run through Hancock Park and stuff. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm always like
it's nice and flat.
Either there's gonna be a weird
I
dog.
Thought you lived
or...
over La Brea Third.
No, hey, just run a little further.
Yeah.
It's not
that
hard.
But yeah, and like I don't like stopping for cars and stuff
right.
like that. And
I go to the
teenagers
north
yelling
side of
at
Griffith
me.
Park. That's a nice place to go. Mm-hmm. And like along the LA River, where it's an actual like,
we are really helping LA get fit.
That's the goal. Nice. When Casey and June sit on, they said, look, of course we'd love to talk about a movie. Of course we want people to go see it.
Of course we want to talk about Crazy Ones and Froyo.
But the important thing is that we get LA, we get
we
affluent
have
people in Los Angeles
to.
Fit.
Look, they have to be able to afford it.
I know.
If you can't afford
preferably
it,
preferably with a trainer.
It's not cheap. Yeah.
You know what's really hard, guys? All this gold is so heavy. I don't know. I can carry it around all the time. What do
my
I
my trainer
do with
makes
it?
Me lift gold in front of my agent.
Yeah. How do you do it?
So annoying.
Chris, is that why your Jaguar's sitting lower? The gold's in the trunk?
Yeah, it's so heavy. I have to keep it in my car.
In the back.
I have to keep it in my car.
It's in the back. Gold's in the back, boss.
You know, most of this podcast I can relate to, but this one I just couldn't even. What are they doing? No. The show has really jumped the diamond shark.
I'm sorry, guys. Go to stamps.com/WTF.
Stop
and
that.
While you're there, go to Squarespace. Put in the code, how did this get made? Get 20% off something.
Then hop over to Earwolf. We like to advertise other podcasts on the show. It's fun. It's really fun.
It really is a delight.
Are you guys doing any improv?
Occasionally. I haven't in a while, but... you know, I was on a Herald team for a long time, but I'm not on like a permanent UCB team anymore.
Do you pop into the ASCAT shows every once in a while?
To do monologues, but not to just like pop in and improvise.
Right.
I feel like that's a skill personally for me. Like if you're not keeping up on that every week
and
you just like drop it for a few months, it's a disaster.
That's why Robin Williams does it every night.
Exactly.
No matter what.
He's never not doing it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
He did it
where.
During the Jonathan Winters Memoriam.
Did he? I mean,
yes,
somebody
he did.
By the way, like I did not see the show. I was, you know, I told these guys I was watching Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I love your show so much.
Oh,
Chris.
Thanks.
It's like I need that show to come down off of the episodes. It's a crazy. It's wonderful.
I should be on it in a couple weeks.
I need a.
No. Okay, great.
Yeah.
You book me.
You book me on. I know they, because I talked to Paul about coming on the show. Like I know he's a huge Breaking Bad fan
yeah,
too,
love it.
And I, you know, our guests have been great this season, but they did not involve me in the guest booking process.
No.
Walking Dead. I can have some say over what happens,
right?
But in this one, they were like, "We'll just take it from here."
No, but it is really in this process of watching, of barreling towards the end. It's really nice to have a palate cleanser afterwards. It's like it's just really.
I do wish it was
really
on
good.
Right after the show, so there wasn't a break.
Oh, see,
in
we watch it though.
You watch,
on DVR,
you watch, yeah,
so
you watch
always,
on DVR.
For us,
so
it's right after.
Because
right
usually I can froyo during that time. Build up,
doing
so
some
just watch commercials.
Which snuggie do you want, Paul?
Yeah.
I was going to say though, before we went out last night, Paul was fast forwarding through the Emmys, and every time I looked over, it was just a memoriam. Like, wait, what's happening?
It was a bad year for TV deaths.
But why didn't they? I'm sorry to be crass, but why didn't they put them all? It really did seem like
actually,
there was just.
Yeah, I didn't mind it so much.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like instead of just a montage of everything, it was, you know, they had Ron Williams come out to talk about. Yeah, but it was like nice. They had pictures of him and they had like a personal. Like Ron Williams came, told a personal story about working on Mark and Mindy with Jonathan Winters. And then when.
Or Edie Falco came out for Gandolfini, which was really nice. Yeah. I just saw a piece of it.
I feel terribly about what I've just said.
I saw a piece of it.
It was actually really beautiful, June.
Okay, guys.
People passed and people memorialized them.
This is what you were talking about, right? Yeah, until you get it.
I only saw a sliver of it when I was, because it was, I mean, I was at work, so I didn't really get to see much of the Emmys. I just saw a sliver when I was sitting in the chair. But
Sliver wasn't nominated.
What? That's again?
Also, it's a movie.
Fuck, man.
It
one of these days.
A chance. You need to understand that.
You know what's kind of, you know what's kind of irritating for me? This, again.
That Ray Donovan wasn't nominated?
Fucking so mad. Next year, bro.
Next year is our year. Donna fans.
You can't be I can't ever be nominated as a host because the only host categories they have, you have to host a reality competition show, which seems so weirdly specific.
Yeah, that is awful specific.
Just start making those shows a competition.
Oh, that's a great idea.
At the end of it, just say, all right, you win. There, it's a competition.
Yeah. What? And it was sort of reality, so it totally...
You guys, I don't think I can ever be nominated for an Emmy.
Just pile it on to our list of complaints.
Yeah. Should we all commit suey after this?
Yeah.
Suey.
Suey.
For as much as I've always joked around about suicide, I've never once made it cute.
If I'm going to do it, I want my trainer here. I want Wes, Karen, and Tom.
Not funny agents, though.
No. Well, we could go over to the Oaks gym at UTA.
Oh, God.
You think those actors died too fat? What? Suey.
Died too fat.
I was trying.
Suey, I never thought suicide could be grosser.
Suey is just so disturbing.
I'm kind of bumming right now because my best friend committed suey.
My BFF's all suey.
It was just a suey gesture.
Get some fro-yo.
We could sprinkle their ashes on some froyo. Oh, that was disgustingly wonderful. I think people know we're kidding. We're kidding, right? Are you kidding?
I mean,
wait, are we being serious?
You can be kidding.
Are you kidding?
No.
Who's kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Wait, and just, it's out of left field, but I have to throw the compliment at you that Burning Love is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I was waiting to bring up Burning Love.
So good.
It's great.
We just had Ken Marino on the other day.
He's the best.
When you watch Burning Love, you just kind of go, oh, yeah. If you put a bunch of funny people on with a strong premise for a show, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah. And that's the most interesting thing I think about Burning Love is like all the people I talk to about it, no one ever like says web series or everyone just says like, oh, I love that show. Everyone refers to it as a show, which is the first time like a web only show I've heard referred to.
It did go to E.
Interesting.
It did eventually. But even before that, everyone was like, oh, I love that show.
It's a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. I think it somehow has managed to escape the huge stain of web series.
The person you play in it is so disgusting.
Julie Gristlewaite?
Yes. Yes.
That's my favorite name that's ever been created.
And I love she's a dental hygienist.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Many of the women on the show are dental hygienists. Julie is one of them.
Yeah. It was
she's
good.
Julie is but one.
And you know, the obsession with Ryan Hansen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's so gross.
It's so crazy though because it is true. I mean, that is based on, I don't know if you've seen the actual shows, but that's based on this girl Ashley's season, one of the Bachelorettes, who is so obsessed with this guy named... Did you watch her season?
Yes.
What was his name? It was something like Blaze.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. It was like Burnt or something. Like it was just a name that was like a verb. Like it was so... I can't remember it, but...
Ember.
Yeah, exactly. But he left, he came back, he left again, and
he left kind of early, and she was just so clearly devastated.
Oh my God, and she was just so physically attracted to him that like nothing else mattered. It was amazing.
But then the show was still trying to soldier on as though she would want to choose other people.
Right.
And she would just openly be crying on other dates.
I mean, that's Burning Love is one of those things where it's like, it's obviously satire, but at the same time, you're like, but it's not that far off.
off.
Yep.
Right. It's really not that far off. Yeah. It's just like you've just turned the dial a notch, and it's still
not too much.
Yeah, but just like, you know, even just playing stuff as straight as it can be, like where it's like it was the puppets, and everyone's really excited about the puppets. Just like, yeah, they do that.
And well, because you know, I did talk to a producer who works on the actual series, and they said that they keep all of the contestants pretty much in that mansion for weeks without, like, if they do a testimonial, they'll give them, like, a book to read. Like, they have no stimulation.
Oh.
It's sort of this weird social experiment. So when they go out and see things, like, they are genuinely like,
they're starved. They're starved.
They're paying somebody $10,000 to hang out for an hour.
Hey! Oh, no one will get that unless they're, oh.
That's why. It's for us.
That's just for us.
That was one of the best moments ever, Breaking Bad last night. That was crazy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You said earlier that you didn't care about spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
I do care about
watch
spoilers.
It, but
you haven't watched
would you
yet?
Give this money to my family?
I do
would
care
you
about
believe
spoilers.
Me if I said yes.
Ugh.
Robert Forster, oh my God.
Yeah, good. That was awesome seeing him. That was a good reveal.
I kept thinking, who's that guy going to be? And then it was him. So good.
And he actually still sells packages.
And it's almost done. It's almost done.
It's done next week,
you,
right?
You've seen the finale.
I have not.
You have not?
No. I will not watch the finale until the day of.
Other people on the show have, though, right?
I don't know if they have, actually.
I thought, like, they get the stuff because they have to make all the pre-roll.
They got every... They'll at least watch it this week. The finale was one that they did not get in advance. The finale is so heavily protected by AMC and Sony that it's not... I mean, the way that I have to watch the episodes, I normally get them 2 days before... But I typically don't watch until Saturday or Sunday because it's a lot to.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm terrified that I'm gonna accidentally spoil something, and I can't talk to anyone about it.
Yeah.
So I just don't watch. But I have to download.
It's like bathroom talk.
It's like bathroom talk.
Well, it's weird that you do start every sentence with "on Breaking Bad."
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true.
This week on.
But you have to watch. I had to download special software, and then I have this inbox in the software when they put it in there. And then I'm watching all the episodes with a giant watermark of my name across the middle. So if that episode got out, like if they would know, they would track it
down. That's pretty good for vain people. I'm going to do that to my TV. Just, have my name
just watch
it.
My name. It's like I'm on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Walter just walked through the eye on my name.
We should take the first season with your watermark name and just rip it onto the internet and see how many people download it.
No, that's a really good idea.
Is it the worst idea or my favorite idea?
It would be your favorite. It would be my least favorite. Well, listen, we have explored a lot of very complex themes today. I'm glad that we all worked out the
stuff.
I think anyone would agree that the problems that we have are the worst.
Yeah.
That doesn't even begin to describe our problems.
Oh, God.
We're hurting, each and every one of us.
How are you guys going to...
I don't know.
Get through the day.
Suey.
Without Suey.
I can't say Suey's not an option.
Suey pack?
Suey pack.
Go!
You guys go to these Suey clubs where you can go get Suey?
Oh.
Yeah. Just, Casey.
I feel bad.
Casey hates it.
It's okay. If you don't want to do it, I can do a Murdy Suey.
Suey. Failure is not an option.
A Murdy Suey.
A Murdy Suey for me.
You guys want to do Suey bombs? But... Why is everyone?
That's what Soy Bomb actually meant to write on his chest.
That's
from
what?
The Grammys 13 years ago. That was my
good
joke.
Callback. That was a good callback.
Timely.
Someone was just waiting for that to tie that all together.
And it was him. It was Soy Bomb.
So where does the just any information about the movie where people can find it when it comes out?
It's going to be on VOD September 30th. So that's in what now? A couple days. And then
in theaters,
November
8th. Ask backwards.
Awesome.
Yeah, check it out.
Casey Wilson.
Is it going to be in the art? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying. No, I was talking under you. Go ahead.
It's going to be like is it limited release? Is it going to be?
It is limited release.
10 cities.
10 cities. All of them are sort of coming together right now. So we will be.
Is there a website?
Letting everyone know. I was just going to say we have a Facebook page if you search Ask Backwards Movie and a Twitter handle, Ask Backwards Move. MOV.
Ask backwards move.
So it's a quick time file.
Because of too many letters or
thanks,
somebody already
letters.
Like don't worry about it. Look,
there was a big email chain that went around about it. This is what
file
we landed
extension
on.
Humor.
So yeah, if you are interested in seeing it, follow that Twitter handle and you'll find out what city it's going to be in.
Boom.
And yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's very excited.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. This was
fun. Enjoy your froyo, everyone.
Frorito.
Jennifer Ferruto. Yeah, she said the same thing about the burrito thing, which is where we got Enjoy Your Burrito from.
That's right.
Where Jonah used to get depressed halfway through a burrito, and then he had to learn to enjoy it.
You said it was going to end.
You said you got depressed during the yogurt because it was going to end. So just enjoy your yogurt as it's happening. Enjoy.
I think you and I would not be good eating partners.
No. You'd just be
this doesn't
so
have to stop
the whole time.
We can keep going.
This
keep
doesn't
going.
Have to stop.
Enjoy it while it's happening forever, for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Check out the new lineup on CBS this fall.
The crazy one.
Brought to you by everything.
The crazy one.
Brought to you by every single thing.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge. And also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.